TalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free. You take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are every night of the week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, the live Saturday show you get from 7 to 10. You get that bonus hour from 7 to 10
Woo-hoo.
On Saturday nights. And that's live as well, yeah. And I'd invite you to go to our website, but it's Crashola,
yeah.
Right now.
You'll get a little message that says, well, Free Talk Live's website is down.
Right.
Yeah.
So to those of you
now,
who...
It's not actually our fault, although...
No, it's not our fault.
We do carry the blame because it's our website,
right.
And, you know, we...
I should have a backup to go to, but in this case...
So in that way, it is our fault.
Right.
But, our normal...
technical difficulties.
What's
the hard drive took a dump.
Hard drive?
Yeah.
On the server?
The hard drive on the server.
But that's not our computer.
No. That's somebody else's computer in Texas.
In Texas. And right. What's that place called?
Let's not plug them.
Oh.
We're paying for the account, so unless they want to give us a month for free, we're not going to give them a plug, especially when their hardware is failing. So anyway.
I just wondered what it was called.
Right.
Couldn't remember.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. You take control of the airwaves. And when freetalklive.com is operating, we've got archives there. So tomorrow, I'm sure it'll be up.
Have you contacted them about maybe doing some trade?
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah. Let's see. And hey, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, and that is a website that is working right now. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, Free State Project. For more information, you can call them at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. So, if you do go to freetalklive.com, you can still tune in live via a link that we have there. So, streaming is half up. The broadband stream's down tonight.
But the not so broadband.
Not-so-broadband stream, yeah. That is available. And you can always email us. That's still good, too. FTL@freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can call in. That's what the show is all about. 1-800-259-9231. Your calls. Any topic. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. So, Johnson, why don't you start us off tonight?
Okay. Well, I've got an article here, and this is just some ridiculous leftist trash.
Okay.
Okay.
And I wanted to read it and let you guys comment. I think I felt like, you know, what I brought in my prep for last week was pretty bad as far as...
No need to rehash it. Let's move
on. Well, I don't, you know, not that I want to rehash it. I just, you know, I felt that...
Some people actually enjoyed it, John.
Yeah.
I got a couple positive emails.
I do think so. It was techie. So I wanted to bring in something... Good interest.
Okay, general interest. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Thousands of convicted sex fiends will vanish from Megan's Law mandated... Bleh.
We've had a bit of a sex theme over the past several shows, which is a little unusual because normally it's kind of heavier on the politics,
mm-hmm.
and now we're kind of mixing both together with these themes.
It sounds like a political issue more than anything.
Well, nope. They've been sexual political issues.
I see.
Well... You know, there's a lot of that going on in the country right
Apparently
now.
There is.
Well, thousands of convicted sex fiends will vanish from the Megan's Law mandated registry beginning next January. This is in New York.
I suppose they're going to tell us what Megan's Law is, because I know they have these little names for it, but it doesn't help me.
That's because the law, which went into effect January 1996, requires only the most dangerous offenders to sign on for life.
Hmm.
All other predators have to stay registered for just 10 years.
Okay.
And
just 10 years. And that's just 10 years beyond their conviction.
Right.
So,
Now...
But wait a minute.
So are they current predators? I mean, I thought they had gone to prison and served their time. I mean, the way this article refers to them, is they're referring to them as current predators. I don't understand why they're not in jail then. Anyway, at the end of 2006, a total of 3,288... convicted fiends will be able to roam New York State with no obligation to periodically check in with the cops, state officials acknowledged in response to the...
Now, what makes you think that this is a liberal thing? Like, the liberals wrote this?
I don't think that this is. I think this is one of those, you know, media frenzy on the, you know, the crime.
The crisis.
Thing. It's a crisis.
Right. Exactly. I don't know that it's necessarily liberals. I just called it leftists because it's check in with the government.
Well, I don't think that's leftist per se. I think that's just pro-government.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
We don't like pedophiles. It's that group.
Yeah, that's true. And that can be either left or right.
The problem with all of this is the laws like this, Megan's Law, is a sentence that these guys are then tacked on to afterwards. They're being sentenced, basically, is it ex post facto? Is that it, more or less how it goes? Mm. They now have an addition to their sentence that was not there when they started. And I think that is an illegal sentence, personally. I think that Megan's Law are illegal. Now, I think that the people that commit crimes after the politicians get their little Megan's Law thing on the books, all those people should have to abide by it. But the people from prior to that...
I think that's what he's... I don't think these are people that are prior. Did Megan's Law apply retroactively?
Megan's Law is relatively new. And,
no, it was 1996 when it was passed.
I believe so. Law which went into effect January 1996.
Right, so they're saying at the end of 2006,
okay.
So the law went in 1996, 10 years from then is 2006, the beginning. So the end of 2006, they're saying there's 3,000 people who were then sentenced in 1996 under Megan's Law.
Well,
so I don't think it's retroactive.
And it's guys that had less than the most serious charges, and if they didn't recommit inside of 10 years, maybe
that's a good
they're
thing.
Not going to.
Right.
Yeah. Now
it's not like they're waiting. I can't imagine that these guys are waiting it out.
I don't think they got enough sense.
They're holding back. You know, they're relatively free. They could go and molest anybody they want to, but they're just waiting that extra 5 years until they can get off the books.
Well, according to this article, suddenly the invisible will include rapists and child molesters. Not former former rapists.
Oh,
former
right.
Child
I see what you're saying. The way they're writing the article. Yeah. Not fair.
Yeah.
Well, I think once you're a rapist, you're a rapist. I mean, that's just the term. You get convicted of rape, you are a rapist.
Yeah, well.
Get convicted of murder, you are a murderer. You're not an ex-murderer. You're not a former murderer. You're a murderer.
I don't know if that's fair, though. Really?
Why, that's English language. What is there to...
I think former murderer is a little...
a little weird is what that is. It doesn't even sound right.
Former killer.
I guess to put on the flip side of the note, would you call the victim the former murderee?
Yeah, okay. And I guess we don't call the president's former presidents. They're President Bill Clinton. If they still call him president, even though he's not anymore.
Yes, well, that's something entirely different. Okay.
Well, moving on. It says here, people all over the state should be concerned about what is happening, said Laura Ahern, founder of the National Advocacy Group of Parents for Megan's Law.
So wait a minute, it's 3,000 people within the state of New York, not 3,000 people nationwide?
Yeah, state of New York.
Yeah, state of New York.
But
currently, the Megan's Law registry is at an all-time high with 20,969 known deviants.
No, this has to be a nationwide thing. I would think, because I've heard of Megan's Law before. I wouldn't think it would just be New York.
I think it's New York.
No, I said, did you just hear what
I
just said?
Maybe I didn't.
3,288 in New York are getting off.
Right.
Now, the total registry is 20,969.
In New York.
Which sounds like just New York.
That does sound like just New York.
I don't think Megan's Law is a nationwide thing.
Huh.
If that's the whole list, it's 21,000 people, basically.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, maybe they're just focusing on New York. Maybe there are some in other states.
Oh, well, no, never mind. You know what? The five boroughs are home to 5,089 sex offenders.
Wait, are there more?
Brooklyn having the most at 1,527. So there are 5,000. There are 5,000 in New York.
No. Wait a minute. Now is New York as a state divided into five boroughs?
Oh,
or is
that's
it just
true.
A New York
that's
City
just
area.
The city. That's 5,000 are just in the city.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't think that there would be 15,000 in the rest of the state, but maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong. Of the statewide total, only 5,551 have been branded lifetime registrants, meaning the other 15,418 offenders, which is obviously in the state of New York,
will eventually
be free of registration requirement because court evaluators have deemed them low or moderate risk offenders.
I don't know if we should really be talking about sex offenders getting off, but we'll continue. Coming up, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, and looks like California's got Megan's Law, so we'll do a little research to see how many states have this thing. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browner from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. And normally you can log on at freetalklive.com. We're having some server issues, so if you can't get there, take a chill pill and go tomorrow night. All right. So, and also, don't forget about the, let's see, Free Talk Live. Yeah, I don't know. I'm so lost because my website's down. It's such an integral part of the show. I mean, we have lots of people listening via the stream, which is still online. If you do type in freetalklive.com, you'll be redirected to a little info page that basically says, patience, just wait, it will come back. Because we got a lot of people trying to log into the bulletin board system all day long, because there's 12,000 posts, 13,000 posts now on the bulletin board system with over 400 users. So, again, it will be back up all in good time. We're talking about Megan's Law. And, Johnson, you've got an article about New York's Megan's Law. And, of course, being the totally clueless talk show host that I am, I asked, well, I thought that Megan's Law was a nationwide thing, and as a matter of fact, it is.
And I thought it was just in New York, because I had read a story on it that was from New York previously.
Well, I went and did a little search while we were on the break there, found the details on Megan's Law. There is no nationwide Megan's Law. There is a Megan's Law for each state of the Union, and they all have different provisions.
Who's Megan? I understand it's probably some abducted child.
Somebody who was, abducted.
Well, I mean,
if it's any sort of a hint, the website is Class Kids, and that has to do with Polly Class, was another kid that was
technically
abducted.
Shouldn't it be Megan's Laws, then, if they're all different?
I don't know. Anyway, there are, for instance, you mentioned, what this article is focusing on is that in New York, the state of New York, the Megan's Law specifies that unless they are rapists or something else,
just
or murderers.
Sex offenders in general.
There's like highest level of sex offender, they get cycled out of the books. Because when you are a sex offender, you get busted, you then have to register with the sex offender database. And then after 10 years in New York, you get taken out. And that's what the uproars are all about. Now, for example, in Florida, you're in for life. And after 20 years, you can petition the court to get you off.
I see.
But so it's different.
It seems like to me, if some guy has been on probation and has gotten out and done his time, even no matter what his crime was for, that he's done it, like he's not going to do anything else.
I agree with that. That's how I feel. So there's more to this. There's more to this article, though. I just wanted to clarify what Megan's Law was and that they differ in by each state.
Yeah, it doesn't actually specify in here what delineates the difference between a regular offender of Megan's Law and the lifetime registrant.
Okay.
So it doesn't actually specify that. I would assume it's probably a level of violence.
Well, some bureaucrat makes that decision.
Oh, that ask and you shall receive. Duration of requirement for New York State for low risk level 1 to moderate risk level 2 offenders. You must register annually for 10 years. For high risk level 3 offenders,
you must register annually
for life.
Annually?
Yes.
What good does that do?
That means that they want you to, like if you move, you have to tell them that sort of thing.
That's almost, they talk to them once every 365 days. I'm sorry, I don't consider that any real level of protection.
No, not really.
I mean,
it's just to make people feel better.
Yeah. It's stupid.
Well, there's all sorts of other laws as far as if you move into a neighborhood, they can't live within a certain distance of a school. No,
right. They probably violate the law by not telling them if they move.
There are lots of other laws. That's just the specific requirements of this one.
You know, if I was one of these guys that had these charges, I would go get one of those mailboxes, etc., addresses, and I would give that address to my probation-type officer once a year, and then I would go ahead and move wherever I felt like it.
There's a chance they could find you on that.
Then what are they going to do? Tell me to give them my real address, right? So I give them another mailbox.
They could lock your ass up again.
For what?
Violating the Megan's Law.
What's the provision?
It's a false address. The provision in New York is that you must register upon release to the community.
I'm just saying, what's the punishment? You don't know what the punishment
is. Yeah, we don't know. I mean,
but within 10 days prior to a change of address, you have to let them know.
There's
details.
I'm not going to tell them nothing. I think you'd have to research that, but I'm pretty sure that you would need to tell them something. There's all sorts of restrictions and regulations on sex offenders. I mean, they have to bow to so many laws, it's ridiculous.
I'm sure that's true, and I don't know how ridiculous it is. I would try to keep an eye on them at the same time, but as many laws as there are guys that can figure out how to get around them.
Well, maybe you would agree with Felix Ortiz, then.
What's Felix Ortiz say?
He says, it's only a matter of time before many of these offenders are going to be out there hunting for more children and women to hurt. He's drafted a bill that would require all sex offenders to wear ankle bracelets equipped with global positioning technology that would allow authorities to track their movements.
I feel like they're getting out a little out of control, but
ankle bracelet?
I love that.
Is it going to have flashing lights on it and little noises?
A little out of control? So what? You think they'd be a lot out of control if they just chipped them? Right? Would that be a lot out of control?
I think that a guy, when he pleads guilty to a sex offense, whether he did it or not, he knows what's coming around.
No, I want to know what would be a lot out of control.
I don't guess it really matters, because that's the sentence. That's the sentence to the crime. The guy pled to it. If he knew what all the provisions were when he pled to it, then it seems fair to me. I don't care if they stick the GPS thing up his rectum.
You say it seems fair to you, but a lot of these charges can be brought just by someone saying something.
They can, but then they're going to have to take me to court. You know, most offenders take a plea bargain.
True, because they're guilty.
Right.
Usually.
Or they're scared to take along, or whatever.
But think about it, though. I mean, even if some 10-year-old boy said, "Man, which touched me?"
Are you disputing that prison is a really extreme way to deal with a crime? I mean, so what? These guys got a life sentence to a GPS anklet. Big deal.
Big deal? A life sentence?
Big deal.
To basically have a tracking bracelet on.
I'm
you.
Sure
That's
the guys
nuts.
In jail would love to trade their jail cell for a tracking device.
Hmm. I'll move on, Johnson.
Okay. This technology will work, so let's use it instead of playing Russian roulette with our families, added Ortiz. In Ortiz's Sunset Park District, construction worker Jerry Crescente, 43, lamented that creeps are attracted to his neighborhood because sex shops have opened up there after Times Square was cleaned up. I went to the police precinct because we have a sex offender who lives right behind us, said Crescente, a father of a 12-year-old girl. They had the guy's picture, but I couldn't get much information on him because he wasn't in the high-risk group. I feel laws we have now don't do enough to protect us. State officials should move quickly to find new ways to strengthen Megan's Law, said Mark Klass, who set up the Klass Kids Foundation after his 12-year-old daughter, Polly, was abducted and murdered by a paroled rapist in California in 1993. We know we can't cure pedophiles and we can't cure psychopaths, said Klass. Law enforcement has to have a way to verify who these guys are and where they are. Westchester County Executive Andrew Spano beat state officials to the punch on ankle bracelets, announcing last week his county will use global positioning to track all sex offenders on probation there. The State Division of Parole already uses the technology to monitor the movements of some 150 parolees. Aides to Governor Pataki said they are reviewing the idea of extending it to all sex offenders.
Eventually, they're going to extend it to all citizens.
Yep.
I think that
anyone who's been convicted of a crime anywhere.
I see that might be coming along. And I think that some sex offenders really don't deserve it. I think that, like relieving yourself in public, that's a sex crime.
Yeah.
I'm sure
that will be coming along with getting an ankle bracelet on everyone. If they can't chip you, they'll just slap an ankle bracelet on you and make up a couple more new crimes to slap a new one on you.
You've got a comment, 800-259-9231. Do you think these ankle bracelets will help protect your kids? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live to Control.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234. To order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit, pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free. You get interactive with us and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
This is the Monday night edition. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern time, and the live Saturday show from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern. Our technical whiz, Scott, has informed me that the website is getting closer to being online, so maybe by the end of the show we might actually have it back up, which would be nice. So that website, by the way, is freetalklive.com. We're talking about a bit of a sticky subject. Sex offenders. And the Megan's laws that Megan's laws that apply to sex offenders, and specifically in the case of New York State, where level 1 and 2 sex offenders are able to cycle out of the system.
This is New York's level 1 and 2s.
Right.
I mean, this isn't like, you know,
whatever that means.
Real term.
Yeah, I don't know.
1 or 2 or level 2.
There's three levels. The level 3 guys are in for life. They have to register with the system every year for life.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know where they are at all
times. I don't know as though this does a damn thing, quite honestly. Letting law enforcement know where, the potential sex offenders are.
I think all it does is would
allow... also lets people, everyone in the neighborhood, know where they are so they can watch them.
Right. Suppose that's not a bad thing. I mean, if you had a child rapist living in your neighborhood, you'd want to keep an eye on that house.
Yeah, but it's also not fair to that person, I don't think.
But they can move anywhere they want.
Really? Can they move to an area where there's no sex offender registry?
Yes.
No. Okay. There isn't one in this country.
Move to frickin' Wyoming.
What?
I'm pretty sure there's one
way out in like the... I'm just telling you that neighbors don't care when it gets that far out.
yeah, you're right about that.
Well, I don't think he is right about
and
that.
And I don't think anybody in here is, you know, is supporting sexual offenders. I mean, I don't think that anybody here is supporting child rape or anything horrible like that. I think that what we're trying to do is balance the rights of an individual versus the desires of parents to protect their kids. I mean, that's what's going on here. People like the Smart Class are saying, we need our kids to be protected and we need government to do it. And I don't know if that's necessarily the right way to be approaching things. I don't know if, like you're saying, real effect does this law have? Does it really protect children from being offended or touched, or doesn't it?
Well, the other thing is I think that my problem with the whole thing and with the laws and the registries and all this stuff is because, okay, you talk about social ostracization?
Social ostracism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, social ostracism.
I wasn't doing it either.
hey, that's hard
to pay me the big bucks.
So, the whole sex offenders registry causes people to be ostracized who are obviously on that list. That's definitely a black list.
Okay, yes.
And there are lots and lots of people who end up on that list who probably shouldn't be or should not have to be on that list for an extended amount of time. Like, for example, a guy who's just over 18 or whatever in a state where the law is that an 18-year-old can't have sex with anyone under 18, and the girl is 17 and 364 days, and now he's a sex offender for life. Or vice versa, girl, guy. You
and, yeah, and you know what? He gets if you get labeled as a sex offender for, like you were saying, having sex with a girl who's 5 days younger than you but still happens to be 17 or whatever, then you're lumped in with the child rapist. You're lumped in with these other people, and that's not fair at all.
Or, you know, and I'm sure some people would disagree with me on this, and if you do disagree with me on this, feel free to call in at 1-800-259-9231. But also, this lumps everyone, pretty much in most states, anyone who's gay, in with child rapists and...
Now, wait a minute. How can you get in trouble for being gay?
Anti-sodomy laws in almost every state.
Yeah, but has anybody really been brought up on those charges?
I'm sure there have been.
There's a few cases, you know, within the last few years. But, I mean, not the very, very few. I mean, they make the news.
What I want to know is, there's 20,000 sex offenders, with quotes, you know, sex offenders, in the state of New York. But how many of those 20,000, I mean, what would happen if we took that 20,000 and broke it down? How many of the 20,000 are rapists? How many of the 20,000, you know, touched children? And then how many of the 20,000 are just statutory rapists, people who had sex with teenage girls?
Well, there's also exhibitionists would fall into these categories, too. You know?
Yeah, I'd love to see a breakdown of what it all means, because I don't like seeing everybody lumped together like that. It is not fair that you're putting somebody in who is a rapist with somebody who had sex with a girl who he thought was 18. That's just not fair. And like you're saying, you're stigmatizing them for life or for at least 10 years. And the people who are putting up signs, we had a story last week about somebody who put up signs around a neighborhood because they'd gotten word that a sexual offender had moved in, and the guy ended up killing himself.
He'd been there for quite some time, but yeah.
The guy ended up killing himself because of these signs that were being put up.
You know, the really funny part about that case is the dude was in a wheelchair.
The sex offender?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, he can't catch the kids.
No, he felt like he was being threatened by the neighbors, and so
he called the police five times.
That's not necessarily true. He could use candy to lure them in, but anyway.
I suppose.
Well, anyway. So this guy kills himself because the neighbors are putting up signs, and the neighbors, I don't think, really take a close look, because the guy who... The neighbors just hear, there's a sex offender here. They don't hear, there's a child rapist here. They just hear sex offender, and so anybody who's a sex offender gets treated like everybody else. In fact, here's an example of somebody who would be considered a sex offender.
And this, I think, from what you told me earlier, also falls under what I was saying, is that in the various states, not only do they have different laws in regards to sodomy, so therefore, you know, homosexual people, but also, or at least homosexual men, but also, especially in regards to homosexual men, they have very, very different laws as far as age of consent goes for homosexuals.
Yeah. That's true.
Very different laws.
In the great state of Kansas, Matthew Limon gave his boyfriend a BJ and got himself a 17-year prison sentence.
Whoa.
The boys were residents at the Lake Mary Center, a school for developmentally delayed youngsters in Powella, Kansas.
Bad boys.
It's generous, perhaps, to call them boyfriends. What they did was more akin to sexual experimentation, two boys in a dormitory together at night, messing around. Matthew had just turned 18 the week before, unfortunately for him, and his partner was just shy of his 15th birthday. The younger boy, identified only as M.A.R., consented to the sex, but then changed his mind. As soon as he asked Matthew to stop, Matthew did. And M.A.R. had always been steadfast in his statement that that is what happened, that what happened was consensual. How the police were brought in and why they were called isn't clear. Someone from the center complained, and the trial was based on stipulated facts. One paragraph stating that on that night in February, the boys engaged in consensual oral sex. That single paragraph was the basis for the 17-year sentence of this 18-year-old boy. Kansas's statutory rape law prohibits criminal sodomy, including oral sex.
That's not sodomy, to my understanding. Somebody should tell these dumb Kansas politicians what that means.
According to Kansas, it is. If the object of Matthew's affection had been female, however, Kansas would have afforded him the benefit of its romantically named Romeo and Juliet statute, designed precisely for kids like him, kids who have consensual sex with other kids. In Kansas, and many other states, when two teenagers have heterosexual sex, even the dreaded sodomy, the penalties are relatively mild. If Matthew had had consensual sex with a girl of the same age, as the boy, and the state had prosecuted him at all, the longest sentence they would have given him would have been 15 months.
Doesn't sound very fair.
Yeah, that seems like a bit of a sentencing discrepancy. We got calls coming in. Baker is on the line in Texas. We're going to go to him next, and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. We're talking about rape. We're talking about statutes. We're talking about control, ankle bracelets, whatever's on your mind as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about the products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. This is your show. You take control of the phones at 800-259-9231 and bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com when the site's online, which it's not working too hot right now, so you might just want to hang off on that. But once it is online, you'll be able to get the live streaming that we have there. We do have half of our live streaming operating right now, so if you do go to freetalklive.com, it'll take you to a little error message, but it will allow you to tune in to the live streaming link there. Anyway, that's all coming back hopefully tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Again, we got your calls coming in. Let's go to Baker in Texas. Baker, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Good evening.
Hey.
I'm an ex-vice cop from a southern state in Florida, southern Florida.
Okay. Oh, really?
And I've never in my whole career, we've worked in pedophiles and juvenile prostitutes and everything like that.
That's vice?
I've never seen a pedophile below the age of 60 and over the age of 18 that wasn't a constant and always predator. They don't quit. They seek jobs and positions where they have contact with children, where they have contact, where they have trust, and school teachers, priests, preachers, Boy Scout leaders, big brothers, big sisters, you take your pick.
Right.
I've arrested someone in every one of those positions that have violated young children. Now we've got lady school teachers that come out doing the same thing. You cannot stop these people by just saying, put a sign up in the neighborhood, don't come. These people are constantly looking for the opportunity, and if they don't have an opportunity, they make an opportunity by joining some of those organizations or getting into those positions of trust, period.
Now, speaking as a vice cop, what would you say about a doctor that said that he only saw sick people all day long?
What would I say about a doctor that saw sick people all day long?
Right.
I hope that he was a better doctor so he got some of those people well.
You know, and then they stopped seeing him.
Well, wait a minute. No, yeah, of course, that's the point.
And I would say that the criminals that stop committing crimes stop seeing vice cops.
No.
Now, I'm not saying that sex offenders have a real good recidivist rate, because I know they got the worst. Absolutely. But I also don't think that a lot of people that we're calling sex offenders fall into the category of real deviants, you know? I mean, guys that have, consensual sex with 15 or 16-year-old girls.
Teenagers engaging in oral sex, male, 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 female, or whatever you want. I don't necessarily think that's a sex crime. A guy going to the bathroom on a tree because he has diabetes is not a sex crime.
Well, that's what the state says.
Regardless of what you may think, it is.
It depends on what state you're in.
Well, that's true.
You can't put a blanket down for all states. The only thing you can do, remember, the cop is the first line out there. The second one is the prosecutor's office. The third one is the judge. And then the fourth one is an appeal. So sex offenders that are not generally committing serious crimes are usually weeded out of the system simply because they don't have time for them, they don't have room for them in the jail, and they can send them down to a juvenile class and say, you know, keep it in your pants, pal, and leave your little sister alone. That's the name.
I can only imagine some of the lowlifes that Baker has
I had a two-year-old with gonorrhea.
Her
sex offender was in the building that she lived in. Okay, and this guy was constantly on a prowl for any kid between, you know, 1.5 years old up to 4.
That is sick.
Of course it's sick. That's the point.
Yeah.
You can't put a person like that back out on the street and say, well, we just misunderstood him, his mother didn't love him, and his cat ran away. You can't do that.
Now, here's my question, though. How did he get in contact with the 2-year-old? Did he abduct the 2-year-old?
He lived in the same building. He passed her in the hall. The little girl goes out in the playground back of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always going past her, talking, hi, Dad, hi to Mama, and all this kind of stuff. If you live in that kind of a complex, you talk to people up there, pretty soon the little girl has more trust than she should have.
Right.
That mother can't walk around with a rope around that little kid's waist watching her every minute. These people are clever. They're articulate, they're smart, and they plan every move they make. And I'm talking about the guy that leaks on a tree or a guy that goes to bed with his girlfriend and she's 17 and he's 18.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to go to jail. If you don't believe it, check the local jail. They just don't go in the big cities. Now,
I'm just reading a news story about someone who's got a 17-year sentence.
Where is this? In Kansas?
Yeah, Kansas.
The Bible Belt. That's the buckle. I can't help that.
He clarified it's big cities where those people don't go to jail.
I specified, and why do they go to big cities? But there's a trend going on now. I'm retired from it. But there's a trend going on now. If you notice, a lot of those kids are coming up missing in small towns.
Yeah.
That's because the trust level is very high in these small towns. These kids walking back and forth to school, and it is the same thing. That same pedophile is a predator, and he's stalking the territory where it's the best place to stalk.
Baker, let me ask you this.
Sure.
How do you feel about the laws against prostitution, since you were a vice cop?
I worked prostitution for a while, and I quit it because I didn't think it was I don't think it should be illegal.
Right on, Baker. We're on your side on that.
Well, I'll tell you, here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. If you're talking about street hookers and you're talking about that, when you start getting into the escort services, that kind of thing, now you're dealing with OC.
OC?
OC? Organized crime.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I eventually was transferred to an organized crime, and I worked vice organized crime. So you didn't arrest the girls as much as you arrested the guys that came there and collected the money.
Hmm.
And they owned the little movie houses, they were the little reel.
Yeah.
Thing in the back room, you put a quarter in it and all this kind
right.
of stuff. They owned all that kind of dirty bookstores and all that kind of stuff. But you aren't dealing with a pedophile. Pedophile doesn't get excited.
Right. The key difference is the key difference is consenting adults versus not.
Also, the pedophile doesn't get his kick out of watching a movie. unless it's got juvenile. Hence, these people that get arrested for having, you know,
Baker, very good call. Excellent call. Baker, is this your first time listening to Free Talk Live?
Yeah, I'm just kind of passing through.
Well, keep tuning in at freetalklive.com. Yeah. We really appreciate the expertise. Always good to hear from former police officers. Thank you, Baker. 1-800-259-9231, and it's Night of the Bee Callers. Banner is calling in next. We're going to get to you and your calls as well. Anything goes, whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the phones. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Hijack the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Menwich.
The Monday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so still plenty of time for you to get your calls in. We're talking about sex offenders and Megan's laws and various different laws that apply to sex offenders and registration and all that. And let's go to Banner in Maryland. Banner, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, Banner.
Appreciate your show. Thank you. Listen, I just wanted to bring up about the Fully Informed Jury Association.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I didn't know how we were. I never even thought about pulling this this issue, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Thank you.
Well, I was a probation parole officer for a few years, and a lot of people get hooked up with the prosecutor and the police, and they're charged with crimes, and then the prosecutor says, "We're going to put you in jail for 188 years unless you take a plea."
Mm-hmm.
And then they plea.
Because they're scared.
They're scared to death.
Right.
But it never goes before a jury. And the problem is, when they do go before a jury, the cards are stacked. You know, the people can't bring up the witnesses they want, or, you know, their background, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The weak is, like you were saying, some people that urinated in the street are sex offenders. You know, maybe their problem is alcohol and drugs.
Yeah. Maybe they just got a bad bladder.
Yeah, they certainly weren't in any shape to molest anybody.
Wait, bad really? Bladder, no manners.
No, seriously, you get charged with a sex offender?
Absolutely.
For peeing in the street?
Absolutely.
Flashing.
It's happened.
What if you weren't facing anybody?
It's happened.
Well, you have, somebody has to see you to charge you. It has happened, believe me. One young man picked up a girl in a nightclub. You had to be 21 to get in this nightclub.
Right.
And he was talking to her, and they were hitting it off, dancing and doing various other things. And he said, "Do you want to go for a ride?" So they went for a ride, Bark. And he was kissing her and hugging her, and he reached down and he grabbed her breast. And she said, "I wish you wouldn't do that." So he stopped.
Right.
And he took her back to the nightclub. The next day, in junior high school, she was telling her brother, or telling her girlfriend, and her
right.
brother, her brother over her.
Oh.
He went home, told the parents. Well, you know, the poor girl was scared stiff. Father was going berserk. Anyway, make a long story short, you know, the father browbeated her into saying that she'd been
molested
or had sex.
Right.
No, there wasn't any sex. Anyway, it went into the prosecutor's office, and the prosecutor was going to nail this kid to the cross.
Jeez.
And he said, well, you know, his lawyer said, well, what can we do? And she said, well, take a plea to sexual assault. And he did.
How many years is that?
Well, no, it was probation.
Oh, okay.
But he's a sex offender
registry.
For the rest of his life.
Jeez.
You know?
Hey, yeah, what are guys supposed to do, Banner? Are we supposed to are we supposed to ask for ID before we have some sort of session with a girl?
Well, if it had happened with a fully informed jury, I think all this stuff would have came up.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, Fija, I mean, we don't have very much time to promote it, but Fija is a wonderful organization. I'll tell you what, Banner, we're going to talk about Fija a little bit when we come back for hour number two. We really appreciate you bringing it up, and we're glad you're out there listening.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Great call, man. Call us again sometime. 800-259-92. Two people formerly working in the system within minutes of each other. It's amazing.
Where are they when we ask for them?
800-259-9231. Both great calls. We're going to get back. We'll tell you what Fija is, because we didn't really even get into that. Fully Informed Jury Association. It's really critical that people find out about them. And it's your show. Of course, you can interrupt and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
If you're tired of...